It is never too late to mend fences. And that's certainly the case with the Ford family and the foundation that bears its name. Detroit News business columnist Daniel House has been speaking with Ford Foundation CEO Darren Walker. Daniel, I dare say many of us have forgotten or never knew there was a falling out between the Fords and the Ford Foundation nearly 40 years ago.
Oh, absolutely. It had been a progressive thing that culminated in 1976 when the famous Hank the Deuce, Henry Ford II, wrote a letter to the chairman of the board and resigned and basically said that the people running the foundation have no conception of the economic system of capitalism and how the fruits of it funded the foundation. And in 1953 or thereabouts, or 56, I think it was, when Ford went public, they sold all that stock and the foundation reaped the benefit of it. And for years, they were handing that money out all around the world. And Hank the Deuce increasingly had problems with the ways in which they were managing it, and he resigned. And both the family and the company had no ties to the foundation and haven't for more than 40 years.
So what has brought them together?
Well, I think it's two things. The new leadership and Darren Walker, who had only been on the job about 4 months as CEO when the bankruptcy was unspooling and the notion of a grand bargain started to percolate. But I think even more importantly was in 2006, then Attorney General, Michigan Attorney General Mike Cox, went after the foundation and basically said, you know, you are incorporated here, you still have an obligation here, and he threatened litigation and was using administrative subpoenas to pressure them. And I wrote about that at the time and broke that story. And within a year, the foundation began to really up its donations here in Michigan that had essentially dwindled to nothing. And they started with a $25 million commitment to what became the New Economy Initiative. And then in each year since that time, until the grand bargain, they were doing $12 to $15 million a year in Detroit and in Michigan. It's really important for people to understand that Henry and Edsel founded the foundation with the intention to support institutions in Southeast Michigan, many of which bore their name. Henry Ford Museum in Greenfield Village, Henry Ford Hospital, and other things like that. And by the 70s, that money had pretty much disappeared, and they had stopped supporting it. And the foundation was very New York-centric and was far more interested in supporting causes in the developing world than in Detroit, which, if you remember your history,
yes,
in the 60s and the 70s, things were really going south. And I think that's why Henry got increasingly frustrated.
And then when you look at this $125 million commitment that the foundation made to the grand bargain, that was the beginning of the thaw. And so what's going to be happening this month? Because that's kind of what you focused on in your column today, renewing these ties.
For the first time since 1948, the trustees of the Ford Foundation will be holding a meeting in Detroit. So it's a 67-year thaw that is finally coming to an end. And I think that's very significant. And secondly, and maybe even more significant, is Martha Ford, the widow of William Clay Ford Sr., and who is also the owner of the Detroit Lions, will be hosting a dinner at the Henry Ford with a number of family members, trustees of the foundation, staff, both of the family and certainly of the foundation. Roughly 75 to 80 people will be gathering for dinner there, and that really is a very symbolic rapprochement of between the family and the foundation.
And there's going to be some important meetings with people like Mike Duggan and Rick Snyder.
Yeah, the trustees are going to be brought in here and kind of given a deep dive on Detroit, meet the players, see the progress, see what needs to be done, see what has been done. This is the second largest philanthropic foundation in the United States, second only to the Gates Foundation. So if you've got somebody like that that is really geared towards what's happening in Detroit and trying to figure out how they can use their money to leverage improvements in Detroit and in Southeast Michigan, that's really very critical.
And we talk about deep pockets. When I saw in your column today, $12.3 billion in assets?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, and that all came from Ford Motor Company money.
Boy.
And that was really where this all came from, and they strayed away from it. And the leadership, I think, at the Ford Foundation for a long time in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s just looked down its nose at Detroit and causes in Detroit and institutions in Detroit, and they couldn't be bothered. I went back and looked at the clip that I did when I wrote the first big piece on this in 2006, and the numbers had dwindled to like maybe a couple of million dollars. And in several cases, I remember for Henry Ford Hospital, the last grant they got, I think it was in the 70s and was payable over 10 years, and marked in big letters on the grant was terminal, meaning that's it. You don't report this out back in 2006, there were a lot of people in the community who were more than happy to talk to me about it.
Well, as you say, this seems to be unequivocally good news for Detroit, and you don't use that phrase lightly, do you?
No, I do not. I mean, I do think this is very, very important, and I think the credit goes to Darren Walker, to the board of the foundation, and to the family, which has basically looked at this and said, you know what, it's time. It's time to move on. And I think that's very emblematic of what's happening in Detroit in general. I think you now have leadership, both political and business leadership, that is understands what's happened in the past but is less encumbered by the past and says we have an opportunity and let's move forward. And I think that's what you see here.
Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes with our regular Thursday check-in. Thanks so much, Daniel.
Thank you.